This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Work on a bill to find money to fix South Carolina's roadways is expected to begin again next week when a House subcommittee takes up the latest version of a roads funding bill. A long-term funding solution has evaded lawmakers for the past 5 years. The House bill would see a 10-cent per gallon increase in the state gas tax, phased in over 5 years, yielding about $600 million a year for roads. A similar Senate bill would bring in about $800 million more a year. This week, the director of the state's Department of Transportation told the Senate committee that state roads have deteriorated so badly in the last 5 years that the cost to fix them has skyrocketed.
So because our system has decayed as much as it has, and we're basically having to reconstruct the majority of the roads, the costs are 10 times higher than if we had just done it when the road first needed the repair.
DOT Secretary Christy Hall again told lawmakers that the state needs another $1 billion a year over the next 25 years to maintain the state system, and another $1 billion to pay for needed widening projects on interstate highways. Hall also asked for $50 million to address unsafe roads in mostly rural areas. The latest report from the National Traffic Safety Board says South Carolina now leads the nation in highway fatalities. House leaders are framing the roads issue somewhat differently this go-round. Republican Majority Leader Gary Semrel of Rock Hill says the poor condition of state roads is hurting the state in its efforts to compete economically with neighboring states.
North Carolina has a much higher gas tax. As a matter of fact, North Carolina's gas tax is high as our gas tax, state and federal. And so we're not competitive, and so it's difficult to compete with other states when we don't have the infrastructure in place to be ready for new jobs, for more people moving into our state.
The Senate roads bill would see a 12-cent per gallon increase in the gas tax phased in over 3 years. The state's current gas tax is just under 17 cents a gallon. That's one of the lowest in the nation. But the Senate bill also contains a section that would lower some state income taxes. Bill sponsor Senator Sean Bennett of Somerville says he feels the tax reductions will help the bill's chances.
At the end of the day, you have to get something passed. And I think not only are the tax reductions good policy, but I think they also help us to get something passed as well.
Having tax reductions accompany a gas tax increase has caused problems for road funding bills in the past, and it was something former Governor Haley insisted upon in return for her approval. Governor McMaster has yet to signal where he stands on the bills. The House has passed a measure expanding the state's regulation of privately owned dams. Concerns following major flooding in the state over the past 2 years led to the legislative action. This year's big political bill is picking up support. The Senate unanimously passed a bill this week changing the position of State Superintendent of Education from an elected office to an appointment of the governor with confirmation by the Senate. The General Assembly has elected a new Associate Justice of the state's Supreme Court. State Circuit Judge George Buck James of Sumter will join the 5-member High Court. James fills the seat of Justice Donald Beatty, who is now the court's Chief Justice. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.